What's up? What's good? Welcome to Clarence Sports Talking of Jones Fantasy Sports, episode 6. Today is Wednesday, October 11th, 2023. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. I appreciate your support. Week 6 starts tomorrow. Damn, fantasy football season is going by fast, right? It's like it was just week 1 yesterday, man. It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. You really got to be on it, and I hope your team is doing great. And not sure how you did this past week, as far as week 5 go, but me, I did pretty good. No worries, no stress. You know, this past week, I did pretty good, I must say. Okay, I played, pretty good. You know, I'm like I said, I got one of those wins where it's just like you're. Hey, I'm good. You know, it wasn't no, I needed Monday night to win. Or I needed, just hoping something doesn't go the way it, should go or may go. And it was just a nice matchup against a new owner, Marcelo. Great game, by the way. I mean, it was high scoring, 178 to 154. I won. But like I say, I didn't have to sweat or be nervous or pray or, watch Monday Night Football with one eye open or watch Sunday Night Football with one eye open. We all know how those games can be when we playing our opponent and they got somebody playing on Sunday night or they got somebody playing on Monday night. And we just praying everything goes our way and not their way. So I was lucky to, get out of week 5 with a win. And now I'm looking at a record of 4-1. Okay. I'm still number 2 in the league overall. In my 12-team league, I'm number 1 in my division. I would have been number 1 in the league if I would have beaten Manny in week 3. So Manny's 4-1, but he beat me in week 3, so that's why he's still ranked number 1, and I'm ranked number 2. But I'm okay because I'm climbing for that number 1 spot, okay? So I'm coming, Manny. Don't let me catch you slipping, okay? All right. So last week, I gave advice to winning teams. I told you what you needed to do and, what you should avoid and, all that fun stuff. So this week, I got to look out for the losing teams because we all been there before, right? We wasn't always winning teams, okay? Let's be real here. I got to look out for the losing teams, and I'm giving you some advice today for the losing teams, okay? And take it seriously, and this is no joke or no, I'm not roasting you or talking any smack. I'm being honest with you, especially if you got your mind on making the playoffs. And you got your mind on making the Super Bowl and winning it, listen up, okay? Now, here we are. Week 6 is here, all right? And it's time to really look deep into your roster if you're on that losing, side of things. If you're losing and, you're just not seeing any progress, I got you, okay? I'm giving you advice. And pretty much this goes for team right now because we in week 6. Week 6 starts tomorrow. So if your team right now is sitting at 1-4, 0-5, this is definitely for you. And slightly if you're 2-3. But if you're 0-5, 1-4, slightly 2-3, you hanging in there. You one win away from being 500. This is so much not for you if you're 2-3. Because you're in it, but not really in it. Your season is okay. Is it where it needs to be at? No, but you one game away from having a 500 record, okay? So this is mostly for the 0-5 and 1-4, all right? Now listen up here. It's tough, okay? It's tough right now. I get it. Like I said, you're not seeing progress. You don't know what to think. You don't know how to feel. But I'm going to tell you this right here. It's time to start making some trades. Yeah, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to start thinking about some trades. It's time to start thinking about some potential trades. Look at different owners in your league. See who's on their roster. They may have a few players on their bench that they may not even be using that can make your team, better than what your record are, whether it's 0-5 or 1-4. Okay? Think about that. All right? And include, like I say, in this trade, as you're thinking about this trade and trying to figure it out on who do you want off their roster, keep in mind, it's going to hurt you. But you may have to give up one or two of your best players in exchange to get one or two of their best players, or maybe even three. You may have to do a 2-for-3 trade or 3-for-3. But it's going to include your best players. All right, this trade is not going to be where you get to keep your best players and you can do a trade with an owner for his best players, his or her best players, while you're giving them, you know, tier 2 players, tier 3 players. Nah. When you 0-5 and you 1-4, you might as well just go ahead and start thinking this mindset of, you know what, the players on my roster, yeah, they may be good in real life, but overall, they ain't helping my team. Because I'm 0-5. I'm 1-4. So when you're making that trade and you think about making that trade and you want to offer that owner, put your best players in that trade. Don't be afraid. Like I said, you had enough, look, 5 games to judge and you've got no good results, right? That's why you're 0-5. That's why you're 1-4. So don't need to be nervous about I'm giving up this player or I'm giving up these package of players. They're my best players. Yeah, I mean, yes, correct. They are your best players. But in 5 weeks, where have they gotten you? You 0-5. You 1-4. It's time to just, I ain't going to say burn it all down and start over, but it's time to readapt. Hit the panic button a slight little bit. Because remember, your mindset is on playoffs and Super Bowl. So you got to throw in that package to get those best players from that owner, because that owner you're trading with, they going to want those players, including your best players. You can't just, I got to do a sneaky deal. Okay, that's not the way it's going to work. You're not going to, you know, get away with doing a sneaky deal. You're 0-5, you're 1-4 for a reason. Give up your best players, offer your best players in a trade. It's plain and simple. Okay. Now, you're more than likely, like I say, not making the playoffs. If you decide, man, I don't care what Clarence say, this ain't going to work. I'm keeping my best players. Yeah, I'm 0-5. Yeah, I'm 1-4. I'm a bounce back. I ain't listening to Clarence. And that's fine. Because I don't want to beg you to listen to me. I don't want to force you. I'm just trying to help you out. That's all I'm doing. But keep in mind, if you don't do what I say as far as these adjustments that I'm telling you to do, or in other words, I don't want to say telling you because that do sound like force, that I'm recommending that you do, okay? I'm recommending that you do. If you decide not to take these, you know, tips, these suggestions, you're more than likely not making the playoffs. Okay? Just keep that in mind. You're more than likely not making the playoffs. All right? If you're not making these adjustments that I'm giving you now, kiss the playoffs goodbye. Real talk. Okay? And also, you may say, well, I hear Clarence, but hey, I got the waiver wires. I don't got to make trades. I can keep using the waiver wire. That's a good idea, but keep in mind, the waiver wire cannot just be used alone. You have to use the waiver wire plus potential trades. You know, offer your best players. Like I said, you're 0-5, you're 1-4. Don't rely on the waiver wire. The waiver wire is not going to bring you from 0-5 to 5-5. Okay? The waiver wire is not going to bring you from 1-4 to 4-4. No, you have to use that wire along with making trades. Now, if you wasn't 0-5, if you wasn't 1-4, and you just say, you know what, I'm going to stick with the waiver wire, you may have an opportunity to do that route and make the playoffs and possibly make the Super Bowl. But like I said, when you 0-5, ladies and gentlemen, when you 1-4, the waiver wire just not going to be your best friend. You got to use that trade idea. You got to take your best players and throw them in the trade block. Text owners, hey, I'm thinking about this. How do you feel about this trade? Don't rely on that waiver wire when you're 0-5 and 1-4. It's not going to work. You can't be slick in this here. You can't be sneaky, okay? You got to be real with yourself and real with your record. You are what your record are. Football teams, sport teams, period. You are what your record are, okay? You are what your record say. You 1-4, that's what you are. You 0-5, that's what you are, okay? Do not only alone rely on that waiver wire. Like I said, these players, and keep in mind, these players and these defenses, they on the waiver wire for a reason, okay? Nobody wants them. Waiver wire is used to better your team, but they not used to take me to the playoffs, take me to the Super Bowl, and help me win the Super Bowl. No, that's not what the waiver wire is for, ladies and gentlemen. It's for to better your team week to week. In other words, like I said, you sitting at 0-5 and 1-4, trade your best players. See what you can get in return. You may can get their best players at maybe a tier one, a tier two, or a tier three that can help you out with two other best players from that owner's team. You don't know until you start talking. Let owners know what you're thinking. Most owners will be willing to hear you out. Every owner not going to say, yeah, but most is willing to hear you out. You know, because they may think, you know what, I do need that player. You know, I can use that player. And what do you know? You got a trade deal. So keep that in mind, okay? And also keep in mind, fantasy football season is going by pretty fast. I just said it at the top of the, you know, I just said it at the top of the episode. Fantasy football is going fast, ladies and gentlemen. It's already week 6 starting tomorrow. Like I said, week 1, it literally felt like week 1 just started yesterday. So with that being said, with fantasy football season going by fast, that means your damn season is going by fast. So if you're sitting at 0-5, you're sitting at 1-4, and you're not trying to make no moves or adjustments or check with owners and see what they want to offer or see what you can offer, tell them what you're thinking, you're going to be done. You're going to be waiting throughout the offseason like, man, I should have made some moves. While everybody else is in the playoffs and, trying to get to the second, third round, Super Bowl, you're just out of it. Don't be that team. Don't be that stubborn owner that don't want to make adjustments, that don't want to make trades, that don't want to use the waiver wire. They all work together when you 0-5 and 1-4. You got to use a waiver wire plus make trades. All right. Thursday night football starts tomorrow. We got Broncos and the Chiefs tipping off. Okay, I'm excited for that matchup. Should be very interesting. That's the AFC West. So that should be very competitive. I'm in a tough situation right now, dealing with Travis Kelce's ankle injury. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I do have Kincaid on my roster from Buffalo, and I have Hayden Hurst. So if Kelce's not going to play, I may have to throw one of those guys in there. But I'm praying Kelce's play because we're talking Thursday night. And a lot of times Thursday football is good, but if you don't get enough points, you can get beat down on Sunday. Hell, and Monday. Like I said, Thursday, I'm just not really a big fan of Thursday night football. Playing Marcelo, he had, is it DJ Moore from the Bears? Yeah, him and Justin Fields, they had an amazing night, a crazy night last week against the Washington Commanders. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Moore, like I said, I think it's DJ Moore, the receiver for the Bears. He had 59 points. So I was down 59-0 after Thursday night football. And like I said, I got lucky. My players played great, and I won total 178-154. But Marcelo started off with the lead 59-0 last Thursday because he had more from the Bears as the receiver, and he killed the the Commanders' defense. I mean, he demolished the Commanders' defense. So I'm not really a big fan of Thursday night football in fantasy because you may score a lot of points on Thursday, but it may not pay off in the long run after the end of Monday Night Football where you find out you lost, after Monday when you just had the lead. After Thursday night, you were up big. So I'm hoping Kelce plays because I want as much points as possible heading into Sunday and Monday. But I will be following his records as far as practice reports from Kansas City to see exactly what's his status going to be for tomorrow night. If you need any questions, ask, or you got any concerns, or you dealing with tough decisions on who to start, who to bench, holler at me. I got you on social media, on X, formerly known as Twitter, @_ClarenceJones. Again, @_ClarenceJones on X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, _ClarenceJones, CJSportsMedia.com. Check out my website, Facebook, Clarence Jones, Facebook group page to follow the league. Okay, Clarence Fantasy Football League. All right, that's Clarence Fantasy Sports Football League. Clarence Fantasy Sports Football League. Follow our group page, and like I said, you'll be closer to the league. Also, CJSportsMedia.com/CFFL to follow the league as well. You will never get lost. You always know what's going on, wins, losses, awards, all that fun stuff, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Like I said, tonight I'm going to be locked in I'm going to be flipping the channel. We got the WNBA Finals, Game 2, Liberty and Aces. If you haven't read my blog yet on the WNBA Finals, check that out right now after you're done listening to my podcast. Go to cjsportsmedia.com/blog. Also going to be watching my Braves. We playing these Phillies in their field tonight, and I'm excited. You know, we got to get this win. It's the first of three wins. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday was a miracle. I'm still excited over how we played on Monday. Like I said, it didn't start all right, but we finished right. It didn't start off right, but we finished right. And that's all that matters. So between the WNBA Finals and Braves and Phillies, I'm going to be watching both. But holler at me on Twitter. Like I say, I want to answer your questions for Thursday Night Football, because I know you got some tough decisions to make when it comes to Broncos, Chiefs, who to start, who to bench, all that. Like I said, and if you're in the same boat as me with Travis Kelce, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope he plays. God bless. Thanks for listening. Download and be safe. Peace.